We've talked already about two screening kinds of endoscopy, but there's a whole new revolutionary field that has unfolded. And fortunately, here at UNC, we have some world experts in it, and that's the whole concept of natural orifice endoscopic surgeries, that one can do all sorts of what were in the past open surgical procedures now by putting a tube through natural passageways. Tell us about that whole new field, and tell us about the experts here at UNC.
Perhaps of all of the advances that have occurred in gastroenterology in the 25 years that I've been involved with it, the single most exciting advance to my eye is this idea of natural orifice surgery. In the old days, when we put a tube inside someone, we were looking primarily to prevent or to detect GI cancer or GI inflammatory conditions. And the one thing that you absolutely didn't want to do, no matter what happened, you didn't want to make a hole in the GI tract, because that was sending a patient to surgery to repair that hole, and that was a major failure on the part of the endoscopist. What a difference two decades make. Now, downstairs right now in our unit, there's a doctor that is purposely making a hole in the GI tract to get access somewhere else into your body that would have required a surgical incision even 5 or 10 years ago. And it's really quite remarkable. We can get anywhere. When you think about the path of your GI tract, there are very few parts, very few vital organs in your body that we can't access through your GI tract. And the general idea here is we're going to drive down through the GI tract to the area that's closest to the area of interest. We're going to either put a needle through the GI wall if we want to know what that tissue is that, say, you have a radiographic abnormality, or sometimes we're going to make a slit in the GI wall to actually do surgery from inside your body and then close that hole on the way out. And we're going to remove organs, we're going to remove tissue, etc. And one of the world leaders of this is our director of advanced endoscopy, Todd Barron, who can do miraculous things from inside your GI tract. It's just a joy to watch. And the biggest pleasure of all is knowing that this is still in its infancy. We're limited now only by our imagination and the tools we have available to us. And both are exploding rapidly. So I think that there'll be a time, perhaps, for the vast majority of surgical procedures that we will consider it barbaric that we ever cut somebody's skin or cut through their abdominal wall to be able to get this done. My gosh, can you believe that they did it that way when we could have just put a scope right up next to it and removed your appendix, removed your gallbladder, done all sorts of gynae surgeries. There's a remarkable array of things that have now been reported as having been done through the GI tract.
There's a whole nother field that has nothing to do with the GI tract. It's invasive bronchoscopists. They're doing the same natural orifice kinds of endoscopy, too. It's with a bronchoscope in the lung rather than using the GI tract. It's a brand new, wide open field, but it helps patients tremendously because the recovery from essentially a closed procedure rather than an open one is remarkably better.
Most of these patients never know they had it done. Your insides are not wired for pain the way that your skin is. So you can make an incision through the wall of somebody's stomach, and as long as you close it properly, they'll never know they've been incised. Most of these patients go home, believe it or not, the next day. Believe it or not.